Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. Thank you to everybody who locked in for the first two. You could have listened, or you could have been listening on the free Odyssey app. You could be locked in or in your local affiliate. We got affiliates everywhere all over the country. Like everywhere. And not just in the United States of America. We got affiliates all over Canada. We got folks listening on Sirius XM, channel 158. We got people, somebody's listening on one of those smart devices. Things in your house that you just talk to. Shout outs to you. Much love to everybody at work. All the truck drivers, Uber drivers, people delivering things, people keeping folks safe, people in their bed, people on their couch, people in the garage, people at the restaurant. Much love to you. I'm here with super producer and host, Dave Shepard. I'm here with you, everybody listening all over North America. It's been a busy day. It's been a busy show so far. It's kind of like a potpourri of topics, of issues of conversation. Unfortunately, we learned tonight that college basketball legend Billy Packer passed away at the age of 82. If you sat down and watched the Final Four at any point, I don't know, over the last 30, 40 years, you probably heard him, maybe going on 50, depending on where you live. Also, at the same time, we talked about Kobe Bryant passing away 3 years ago to this date, even though I think on the East Coast, yeah, on the East Coast, we've officially crossed over into Friday. And then we talked about a lot of the coaching changes that are taking place or have already started to take place in the NFL. Carolina Panthers decide to hire Frank Reich, someone who was on their team the first year of their existence in 1995, coming over from the Buffalo Bills. Well, now Frank Reich will replace Matt Rhule and Steve Wilks, who was the interim head coach. Steve Wilks is not going to get another chance, not at least here with Carolina, as he finished the year at 6-6 after taking over for Matt Rhule, who started the year off poorly at 1-4. We talked about Dan Quinn saying that he has unfinished business with the Dallas Cowboys. He's not going to take any more interviews. He's not going to accept another job. He's going to return to Dallas to work with Mike McCarthy and Jerry Jones, where he's done an amazing job as defensive coordinator for the past two seasons. You know, having Micah Parsons, that doesn't hurt either. And so congratulations to Dan Quinn. Other news we learned today. And this news might have larger implications just across the NFL. Well, more specifically, this news might have larger implications in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Because we all know, unless you were living underneath a rock, we all know what a disaster Nathaniel Hackett was for the Denver Broncos. He was fired at 4-11. He could not even get through a full season. Russell Wilson looked washed. He looked cooked. It was even worse because, I mean, the defense for Denver was amazing, and the offense was the worst in the NFL. And the Walmart family, the Waltons, They said, we ain't paying for this crap. And they gave him the boot. Nathaniel Hackett already has a new job. Nathaniel Hackett is now the offensive coordinator for the New York Jets. The New York Jets, we know about their struggles this past season. Zach Wilson couldn't throw a football into a barn if you left the roof open. LaFleur is gone. He's elsewhere, the younger LaFleur, not Mike, Matt. And so the New York Jets have been looking for someone, an offensive coordinator, who can, A, help out Zach Wilson if he sticks around. And the New York Jets have been very clear about finding a veteran quarterback, something that they felt was missing from their room to help legitimately push or help Zach Wilson. And I'm sorry, you know, thinking about Mike White, he certainly doesn't count. And if you have to go ahead and look at the other quarterback on the roster, Flacco, really? He looks like he's ready for retirement. Like he'd rather smoke a cigarette than go to practice. The New York Jets bring in Nathaniel Hackett. And Coach Robert Saleh, he gave a reason as to why they brought him in. Listen to this.
It was important for us to hire an experienced guy, someone who's put it together several times, not at just one spot, but several spots. And but it didn't close the door. We interviewed a lot of potential first time play callers too that were very impressive. But you know, when you look at Nathaniel and this team. We knew we were going to come in with, we know we're going to have a basically revamped offensive line. We've been talking about getting a veteran quarterback in here if we can. We've got a really young group of skill guys. So it was very important for us to have guys who have done it before.
Well, they have him in there. And Robert Saleh can say whatever he wants to say about Nathaniel Hackett and his experience before he coached the Broncos into a toilet, before he showed poor clock management skills, before he had to have somebody else come in and call the plays, before he tried to send his kicker out there for a 64-yarder instead of saying, hey, Russell, please go get us a couple of yards, Nathaniel Hackett was a good offensive coordinator. He actually worked on the Jacksonville Jaguars as their offensive coordinator with Coach Saleh, so they're familiar with each other. As at one point, Coach Saleh was the linebackers coach, and then we know he went over to the 49ers and he became their defensive coordinator. Something else that Nathaniel Hackett did, he was the offensive coordinator for Aaron Rodgers. He was the OC for Aaron Rodgers the last time that this man went out there and said, oh yeah, I'm mad that you guys got Jordan Love. Let me just pick up some MVPs. That's why Nathaniel Hackett got a job with the Denver Broncos in the first place. Because I guess if you can hang out with Aaron Rodgers and have success, if you can also be the offensive coordinator for the Jags, and that year was the year they went to the AFC Championship game, let's bring in Nathaniel Hackett. And it's not just about fixing Zach Wilson or because he has experience. It's because Aaron Rodgers loves Nathaniel Hackett. A matter of fact, you got to go back 2 years. Let's go back to November of 2020, a little more than 2 years ago, and let's listen to Aaron Rodgers talk about how much he loved Nathaniel Hackett.
Hack has been a really important part of our culture change and a part of our success on offense. I love him. Hope he doesn't go anywhere, unless I do.
I hope he doesn't go anywhere. Unless I do. Well, Aaron Rodgers, isn't this what he said? Isn't this what he has said for the past couple of weeks? That I don't know if I'm going to stay. I don't know if I'm going to go. I don't know if the Packers want me. And I understand if they don't want me and I want to play, I'm going to have to go elsewhere. I know I'm going to have to redo my contract. I know all of this. So it's natural, right? The New York Jets hired Nathaniel Hackett as their offensive coordinator as bait There's nothing 100% certain. There's no guarantee that Aaron Rodgers says, oh my God, I want to be traded to the Jets. But it increases their odds, you would think, right? This is what Aaron Rodgers had to tell Pat McAfee about, hey, yeah, man, there's a possibility that I don't finish my career in a Packers uniform. Listen.
I have never been a free agent, which is pretty wild. I've never gotten to the end of my contract. So to even think about being in another uniform never really crossed my mind, just because I was I got a second contract in my fourth out of five years. And then each successive contract was with at least a year left on the deal. So there was never a time where you're thinking like, oh, I might be another uniform. And I've just never thought that way. You know, even when Jordan was drafted, I thought that might be a possibility for sure. I might not finish in Green Bay. Then I won two COVID MVPs. And it, you know, obviously seemed a lot less likely. But you never know. I mean, anytime there's a situation where change is possible, what's the old adage, you know, that people want to say, oh, the grass isn't always greener, you know, on the other side. And I always say, the grass is green where you water it. And I think that's the most important thing to remember. Change is a part of this business. It's a part of life. And I think being open to it and embracing whatever that change looks like is an important part of coming to peace with whatever decision lies ahead of you. And I think that's the most important kind of piece I want to get to is mentally feeling good about where I'm at. If I want to hang it up and do that, having the peace to do that, if I want to keep going, understanding all possibilities that are involved.
Oh, okay. Such a man of principles and such a man of lessons. The grass is green wherever you water it. Not all grass. I've seen a lot of grass. I don't care how much you water some grass, it ain't gonna grow. You might get some weeds. Aaron Rodgers might like that. But anyway, Aaron Rodgers on the New York Jets, no doubt would certainly be an upgrade. Come on now. Zach Wilson was completely lost when he wasn't injured, when he wasn't taking accountability for his mistakes, when he wasn't just looking his own teammates into the face and going, oh, yeah, guys, I don't feel nothing about the defense. I'm not screwing anything up. His own teammates couldn't stand him. They were rooting for Mike White. The defense was absolutely amazing. The New York Jets have someone who will probably be the defensive rookie of the year in Sauce Gardner. They have someone on the offensive side of the ball who will probably be the offensive rookie of the year if you think about Garrett Wilson. And they have weapons to throw the ball to. They have an offensive line that had to deal with injuries this past season. And the New York Jets are going to come back strong with an offensive line, weapons, multiple running backs. The New York Jets, all they need and all they needed this past year was a QB. What would they have to give up? How do they restructure their cap? It's to be seen. And the larger picture is whether or not Aaron Rodgers, does he want to stay in Green Bay? Is he going to restructure his contract, invite some of his friends back and say, oh, let's try one more time? Or does Aaron Rodgers really pack up and go to New York like another quarterback from Green Bay did, that being Brett Favre? This would be a circus. The New York Jets would probably play well. They'd probably go into the playoffs. They'd probably compete for the top spot along with the Buffalo Bills in the AFC East. We don't know what's going on with them Dolphins. But God knows. What would Aaron Rodgers do the first time he's asked a smart-ass question from one of the reporters in New York? You know, what type of quotes would we get? Would he want to go to New York and deal with the scrutiny? If he believes he's being scrutinized and beat up now, and sure, it's the age of social media, Aaron Rodgers plus New York sounds like, it might sound like success on the football field. But it'd be a disaster off, I believe. I don't know if the man would want to come. I don't know. Maybe Nathaniel Hackett can convince him to come to New York, but it's simple. The New York Jets want to win now. Zach Wilson is not going to be that answer. Do I think he's completely cooked in New York? The possibility, no. But the New York Jets got options. Is it Derek Carr? He ain't Aaron Rodgers. Is it Jimmy Garoppolo? That'd be a cheaper option. And you know eventually Zach Wilson would play because Jimmy Garoppolo would get hurt. And then what the hell do the New York Jets do with Mike White, who's pretty much free to go anywhere he wants, but he's okay. You don't know what the hell he can grow into, and the New York Jets already have one project. Why keep two? And so the New York Jets are hoping that they can bring in Aaron Rodgers. It's clear as day. The New York Jets could have hired anybody as offensive coordinator, but they wanted to bring in bait. And there's no guarantee that Aaron Rodgers ends up with the Jets, but by having Nathaniel Hackett, who does have positive experience as an offensive coordinator, it doesn't hurt. But if Aaron Rodgers got to the Jets, that would be a circus of epic proportions. They may absolutely hate each other. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, look, the Jets have no choice if you ask me. If you can trade for Aaron Rodgers, you do it. And you pay for the consequences later. You know you'll only have him for what, 2 years max, maybe? Maybe 3 years pushing it? And then you still have to move on. But the New York Jets have plenty of talent to compete, not just for a playoff spot, but to grow into a contender if they only had a Super Bowl caliber QB. But if you've looked at the last 10 years, you know with Aaron Rodgers, that ain't no guarantee. The New York Jets certainly have a stronger roster right now than the Packers do. What do you think? Aaron Rodgers to New York, good idea, bad idea? Or is it like mixing oil and water? I think the Jets would have no choice if they can acquire him. And if Aaron Rodgers can't get the deal that he wants along with his friends, it might be in his best interest to move as well. I think it's time for a divorce. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It'd be a circus. What do you think? Aaron Rodgers, New York Jets, good idea? Terrible idea. I'll talk to you on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Mike is calling from Harrisburg in PA. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
No, you're Mike, man. I'm JR.
Man, that's a bad start to call. Let me see if I can fix this.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You heard the number 855-212-4CBS. We talked about the New York Jets. Their new offensive coordinator is a man by the name of Nathaniel Hackett. He was the offensive coordinator for Aaron Rodgers when he was out there busting ass and winning MVPs a couple of seasons ago. Nathaniel Hackett getting his job or opportunity with the Denver Broncos to coach, and he failed completely. He's free to sign wherever, and now he's the offensive coordinator for the Jets, and it's clear as day that, yeah, he has plenty of experience, not just being OC for the Packers and the success he had with Rodgers. He went to the AFC title game as the offensive coordinator for the Jags with Blake Bortles as their quarterback. And Robert Saleh, the head coach of the Jets, has worked with him. He was the linebackers coach on that Jaguars team. Nathaniel Hackett he's supposed to be attractive for Aaron Rodgers. Now, is it a good idea for the New York Jets? Do the Jets have a choice? Like, do you bring in Derek Carr? Do you bring in Jimmy Garoppolo? What other options would the New York Jets have? Like, they have a great defense. They have plenty of offensive weapons, young offensive weapons led by Garrett Wilson. Is Aaron Rodgers worth it? Is he too washed up? Is he too cantankerous? Is he too much of a pain in the ass? If you're the Jets and you could bring him in, I think you do it. I think you take the risk. What is he going to play for 2 years and put Zach Wilson's ass on the bench and have him learn from Rodgers? I don't think it's the worst thing. If you think about compensation, Russell Wilson, he was traded for 2 first-rounders and multiple second-rounders. And is Aaron Rodgers going to fetch the same thing? Probably. The New York Jets would have to come to an agreement with Rodgers to adjust his contract. And if the Jets can get him, I say do it. It's worth the risk. What have the New York Jets won? When's the last time you remember the New York Jets winning anything? You might as well swing for the fences. What's the worst that could happen? Yeah, the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers, though, he still might have options. Does he want to go back to throwing a ball to Devontae Adams? I don't know. Does he want to go to another team? I don't know. But the fact that he's familiar with Nathaniel Hackett can't hurt. The New York Jets have been garbage for so long. Try to hit a grand slam. Don't go for a single and try to work your way around the bases. It doesn't work for you. What do you think? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If Aaron Rodgers were to combine with the New York Jets, it's a simple question. Give me a simple answer. Good idea or bad idea? Crystal is calling from Atlanta. What do you say, Crystal?
Hey there, JR. How you doing?
I'm good. Good idea, bad idea?
I'm honestly going to say both. I think they should take them. I agree with that. Definitely should take them. Bad idea part is, okay, if they do end up doing great with Aaron Rodgers, then when it's time for him to go sit down somewhere and they end up the back part of the draft because they were playing so well, then what they going to do?
Well, this is the QB-wise. I guess we can also look at the good. He signed a 3-year contract.
Yes,
he's only played 1 year of that deal. And so
right.
If he were to be traded to the New York Jets, he would only have 2 years remaining on that deal. And he would be gone. That would actually line up with another additional year of the New York Jets trying to see if Zach Wilson is worth keeping around. So
okay.
they wouldn't necessarily be stuck with him for the long run, okay?
I agree. Hackett was also a QB coach for a little while and with the Jags and stuff like that. So, okay,
yeah.
Cool. So
okay.
I don't think it's a horrible idea. So I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. But I
okay.
like the question. It's pretty good. I appreciate you taking my call, sir.
Thank you, Crystal, for calling from Atlanta. I would just be waiting for the press conferences. I'd be waiting for Aaron Rodgers to just death stare the media in New York. I'd be waiting for the first, confrontation, because it would be inevitable. 855-212-4CBS. Kelly is calling from Michigan. Aaron Rodgers, New York Jets, good idea or bad idea, Kelly?
I think bad idea. I think he ought to stay where he is. I got two comments about Aaron Rodgers. First, when he was talking about the grass and watering it and blah, 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 I would tell him the same thing I told my brother before he got divorced and remarried and divorced again. It's not always greener. It's just more to mow usually on the other side.
Oh, my God.
And then the other comment is, yeah, I think he ought to stay where he's at and you know, get his ass into practice and maybe get some continuity with these guys he's playing with, and then he wouldn't have to come down to the last game of year playing our Lions.
So you believe that they would be able to continue on what they did to end the season with Christian Watson emerging and Dubs? You think that he can continue on an upward swing there?
Yeah, he's got some good receivers. He's got a good running back. I think he should stay where he is and retire a Packer. And, you know, it's very rare and odd in this day and age to say someone played their whole career in one place, and I think it'd be awesome if he did that. Mm-hmm. And also, if I could ask you one more question.
Well, before you ask me your question.
Sure.
You're in Michigan. You're a Packers fan?
No. I want him to stay where he's at. I'm a Lions fan, have been, unfortunately, since 1966. But, no, I think Rodgers will stay there. I don't think he's going to be able to do anything for the Jets. And like I say, if he gets in and practice with these young guys like he should have this year or this previous year, you know, maybe they do a little bit better.
Okay. What was your question for me? Go ahead.
Okay. The Lions got plenty of picks here in the draft, and around here they're talking about some of them we should take a quarterback, and we definitely need a backup. We don't have a backup. But I don't know if we should do it through the draft or if we should try and find a free agent for, you know, a good backup. I just wonder what your opinion was.
Well, I haven't thought about the backup position. I know for certain, and we've heard this from Dan Campbell, it's very clear that they're not concerned with their quarterback right now. I would look at building and continuing to build the defense. That's
exactly.
where the team erred. The Detroit Lions didn't necessarily have a problem putting points up on the board, but they sure had a hell of a difficult time stopping teams. And you can grab Hutchinson, and he certainly had an amazing year. God knows that he's probably going to be a multiple-time Pro Bowler by the time it's all said and done. But they need some dudes who can stop a quarterback from just going down the field. So I'd worry more so about the defense versus getting somebody to just back up Jared Goff.
Yeah, I totally agree. They can find someone later, whether it's sixth, seventh round, just, you know, someone to hang on to for 4 years and not have to pay a lot of money to. And, yeah, give someone get another end so Hutchinson has a double team. And then later on, I don't know what's going to happen with I can't remember his name right now. But maybe they can get that Dejon Robinson, I think his name is, running back.
From Texas, Bijan, yes.
Yeah, that's the only offensive player I would go for. The rest needs to be defense.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you for calling up from Michigan, Kelly. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a little disappointing from the running back standpoint for the Lions. Even coming here from Georgia, thinking about DeAndre Swift, I go, wow, is he healthy? Is he going to play? Is he ever going to play? Is he ever going to be healthy? And it's I don't think that'll be the case. He kind of is what he is right now, and that's a backup. Jamal certainly has done an amazing job as a starter, but do you want to invest in a running back? Most times, I don't want to say you find a guy off the street, but you can throw a multitude of dudes out there and pretty much cobble up some yards without having to, you know, pay somebody $10, $12, $13, $14, $15 million a year if they end up being a star. It becomes unnecessary. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jeremy is here from Vancouver, Washington. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, JR. Nice to hear from you. Really love your show.
Thanks.
I really want to talk about that the LeBron James thing is kind of getting a little bit dry. If he played at the same time that Jordan played, he wouldn't have the same points. Jordan averaged his career 30.1 points per game. LeBron is at 27.2. With a light defense, no, he doesn't get beat up. Jordan went up and down and on the ground, and I don't see how you could say that there's any comparison. If Michael Jordan was playing today, he would be probably 40 points a game. What do you think?
You said quite a few things there, and I have a response for each one of them. Where do you want me to start?
Start at the beginning.
you don't even know. So there's a couple of things here. Yes, if Michael Jordan played today, the man was averaging 33, 34, 35 when he played in his era. And so there's no doubt with a defense the way it is today, Michael Jordan would be absolutely lighting it up. I don't think there's too much of an argument or resistance there. I would resist on what LeBron James would be able to do, because when LeBron James, if you think about taking him and if we dropped him off into the 80s or dropped him off into the 90s And it's not like when LeBron James came into the NBA, it was all let's all shoot threes. We still had defense. The NBA was much more physical when he came into the league. And as a baby, as a teenager, he had no problem getting to the basket and averaging 25-5. He did it rather easily. If we took prime LeBron James and we just hit the rewind button for about, 5 or 6 years, he would probably still be getting to the basket and absolutely abusing folks because we ain't seen nobody like him. It's like watching a train. And so I certainly did not compare LeBron James to Michael Jordan. Two totally different type of players, different skill sets. Both of them evolved in different ways as they've gotten older in their respective careers. But you can't take away from what Michael Jordan did or what he would have done. And I'm going to say the same thing for LeBron James. What are we supposed to do? Penalize him because the NBA started to take more threes? If we put him in a time machine and I said, hey, let's put LeBron in the 94 finals, what am I expecting anybody to do? Foul the hell out of him? He's going to the basket. Yeah. And he did it, and nobody did anything.
But I'm talking about, like, driving to the basket. I mean,
he was six, and he's not was, because he is. He is 6'9". He goes to the basket. When he started playing in the NBA, you know what? There's some guy named Ben Wallace who was playing. There were guys like Tim Duncan who were still playing. These dudes were still there. And so I don't want to talk about the NBA like everything that we're watching now took place 20 years ago. LeBron James has been playing for 20 years. 20. The NBA has changed a lot since then. And I can't look at a guy who, as big as he is, fast as he is, strong as he is, if I have to think about bigs in the NBA, he would be dunking over them. They wouldn't be able to keep up with him on the wing. He'd go right by them, and he'd be dunking over folks.
But what would Jordan be right now?
We talked about that. He'd be lighting it up. You see, this is my point, Jeremy. We don't have to trash LeBron. We know how Michael Jordan is, but we don't have to kick LeBron James in the process. They're two totally different type of players.
I get it. I totally get it. It's just like, I guess LeBron James would be able to handle the defense, hard hits, going to the basket, probably better than Jordan back in the day.
He would be, Jeremy.
Because of size. Yes,
he's bigger than Michael. He's bigger than most dudes out there doing what he's doing. Yeah. And thank you for calling from Vancouver. LeBron James is a giant, man. He's a freak of nature. Like, I get it. Not everybody likes him or likes what he says or what he doesn't say. You can't take away from what he's done on the basketball court. You can't. And I don't know. It's so easy. If you say, oh, LeBron would have done this, people go, Michael Jordan would have did that. They're different eras. Can we just stop and appreciate, like, greatness when you see it? Eras change. Times change. Guess what? There's going to be somebody else 20 years from now that people look at, and there's going to be an age and an era of folks who go, well, LeBron James, he was able to do this, but imagine if Victor Wembanyama had to do that. It's just how it goes. Things change, folks. Life changes. People change. Times change. The clock changes. And right now, we're going to change into a news flash before I get back to more of your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks so much. I really admire you and your show. You do such a good job, and questions are real important.
Hey, what do you say, JR, man? I love what you do, and, you know, just keep doing it, bro.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Before we went to break, we talked about a few things. I was asked about the ease of LeBron James' scoring record and how easy it is for him to do what he's done. And we're going to have a lot of weeks, quite a few of them, to talk about LeBron James and what he's getting ready to accomplish by passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We talked about someone else who's great in his own right, but also comes with a lot of baggage. We talked about Aaron Rodgers. The New York Jets hired his old offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett, to lead the way. There's no guarantee that Aaron Rodgers is going to now demand a trade to the New York Jets, but this is something that's probably going to go on for a few weeks, a few months, potentially, and so we just have to wait it out. The New York Jets don't want to go into next season with Zach Wilson just handed the job. That's not going to happen, and so I say, for a franchise, a team like the New York Jets that currently has a damn good defense, has plenty of offensive weapons, has solid pieces on the offensive line, young pieces all around, you go for it. You swing for the fences and you try to bring in Aaron Rodgers. You try to park Zach Wilson and hope that you could still get a return on your investment at the end of his contract, the end of his rookie deal. It's the New York Jets. What do they have to lose? They've been irrelevant, seemingly, forever. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to get some of your thoughts. Is Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, is it a good idea or a bad idea? And then I want to tell you about another quarterback. Well, he's a free agent in New York. His name is Daniel Jones. I woke up this morning here in Atlanta, and I heard a big conversation about who and what Daniel Jones is, and I want to discuss him as well, as the New York Giants did go to the playoffs. Even in a losing spell, the New York Giants are relevant, and we know the New York Giants are also, they actually win championships, unlike the Jets. Let's get back to the phone lines, 855-212-4CBS. Ramon is here from Indianapolis.
Good evening, good night to you, JR, and thanks for taking my call. You put that segue. That's a great question, great segue, and I'll be real quick. I think Aaron Rodgers should go over to New York. It's New York. They were 7-3 before injuries happened, the Mike White situation. Think about it, people. They were 7-3. Buffalo's rattled now. They've got issues. We see the Patriots in the situation. Miami doesn't know what's going on with Tua. You don't know what can happen. 7-3. They were 7-3 at one point. You can't tell me Aaron Rodgers couldn't win four more out of those seven games and probably got them to 11-6 or something like that, and they would have been in the playoffs, probably maybe even another game, because you just don't know what can happen. I'd like to see it happen. Brady's left. We got movement in all kind of sports right now. Why not? I understand the guy talking about letting him retire as a Packer, but that's the old way. They just don't do things like that no more. So. And then I just wanted to comment real fast, being from the Chicago area and almost 60 and watched everything, most of Jordan's games, went to all the parades. They took hand-checking out, the gentleman that called. Remember, they took hand-checking out, sir, and I think 1992 or 3, Derek Harper was really angry about that. They took hand-checking away. I watched many games. If you blew on Michael, he got foul calls. LeBron would have been able to survive no problem during this period of time because, trust me, You adapt. And he would have put his weight and put his muscle on just like everybody else. Barkley at 6'4", 6'5". It wouldn't have been no problem for LeBron to adapt. But trust me, he would have adapted. And thanks for taking my call, Jim.
Thank you, Ramon, for calling from Indianapolis. 855-212-4CBS. Joe is here from Detroit. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Joe? What'd you do? Did you get on a motorcycle? Where you at, Joe? Hey, Shep, is he okay? Did he get hit by something? I think is he okay, Shep?
I hope so. I'm gonna go check on him. We'll find out.
Joe from Detroit, and I heard Zoom. Did he get robbed? I don't know. That's creepy. Let's go to San Diego and talk to Peter. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Pete? Where you at?
Hey, JR. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm calling about the Aaron Rodgers to the Jets question.
Sure.
I think it's a bad idea for him to go there. It's a bad idea for the Jets to want him to come there. Long time, grew up in New York, raised and born in the Bronx, transplanted to San Diego, many-year suffering Jets fan.
Oh, no.
I don't think there's enough supporting cast for Rodgers to bring to do what the Jets want him to do. I think he's aged. I don't think he's worth $50 million a year. I know that the quarterback they have now is not the answer for the future, not the answer at all. They made a bad draft choice selection, as they always do. And Aaron Rodgers I don't think he's interested at all in going to New York, even with the offensive coordinator friend
of his
coming there.
What would you prefer as a long-suffering Jets fan? Yes, 1969.
Absolutely.
What would you want the New York Jets to do now?
Maybe pick up one of the excess quarterbacks from the 49ers, whoever comes available. I think Rodgers would never come to New York, even think about seriously coming to
well,
New
besides,
York because of the losing culture that they've
always had. I get it, Peter. Peter, you've made that point. I get that.
Okay.
And you answered me as well. I wanted to know. You made that very clear. You don't think Rodgers would want to come to New York. I don't
Absolutely
think that
not.
The New York – forget Aaron Rodgers now.
Right.
I don't think the New York Jets would want to bring in a Trey Lance. They already have a project in Zach Wilson. I don't know how much confidence the New York Jets would have in bringing in a free agent, Jimmy Garoppolo, knowing that there's a good chance that he might get hurt. Like, they're going to have options. But if you
right.
want to think about the best option, if we lined all of them up and put Aaron Rodgers in a room with Derek Carr and Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance for the New York Jets to probably have the best chance of winning, it would be Aaron Rodgers over the rest of them. That's a fact. We can think about personality matches, and we can go down the line. What are the Jets going to do? They have question marks. They have them. Clarence is here from Mississippi. Go ahead, Clarence.
Hey, JR, you still the favorite.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's slam dunk, JR. Everybody in New York City started being born. Thanks for taking my call.
My man, Clarence from Mississippi, got right to the point. Aaron Rodgers in New York City, a star would be born. I already think he's a star. He might be a fading star. He might be a pointed star, a pain in the ass, but yeah, I think the Jets would have no choice if they have the opportunity. We're going to talk Daniel Jones. We're going to talk Damian Lillard. We're going to talk more coaches. I'm going to take your calls here on CBS Sports Radio.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.